The important thing is you can't get too attached to a stock. You have to understand there's a company behind it. You can't treat this like your grandchildren. You know, you have to deal with the stock and say, I understand the company, and if it deteriorates, if the fundamentals slip, you have to say goodbye to it. If one rule you want to remember is the stock does not know you own it. This is a breakthrough. So don't get, you know, you have to understand it and say they're doing well, and as long as they keep doing well, my best stocks have been my fifth, sixth, seventh year I own them, not my fifth, sixth, seventh day. So you have to understand that and stay with it. And then I'll switch through to my long shots. Avoid long shots. I bought about 30 long shots in my life. I've never broken even on one. The ones that are really bad are what we call whisper stocks. And if Arthur Levitt was here, he'd appreciate these stories. But these are the times that somebody calls you up and say, hi, Peter, how's Carolyn, how are the kids? And I'd like to talk to you about International Blivet. And what they have in this company is earnings going to be very, they're going to be big, small. $3, $1 a share. And they keep whispering, and they say, what are you talking about? I don't understand it. And these are, now, either they're so surrounded by people they're going to run out and buy this stock because it's so exciting, or they think the SEC is listening in, they'll get a shorter term. You know, they'll get 6 months in the camp rather than 2 years in the camp. But whisper stocks don't work.